Seafaring, canoeing action songlines written and read by Victor Briggs. Seafaring is built around the story that was told to me by my Uncle Tim over a decade ago. It is a story about the relationships between Australian Aboriginal people and Indigenous Hawaiians in the far distant past. For various reasons, this story cannot be proven, but that does not matter to me, because in my Aboriginal way of being and knowing, stories like my Uncle Tim's do not need modern scientific proof to have validity. The role of story in Indigenous community is key to all aspects of our culture. I am a Goombanga Gamilaroi man, born in Gamilaroi country. Both my father's and my mother's sides are all Aboriginal. We lived in and around the New England region of New South Wales. I have grown up in departmental housing and moved between Armidale and Tamworth for most of my childhood. I have a huge family with many extended cousins from my grandmother's sisters and brothers' families and their children, and from my grandfather's side and his brothers' families with their children. We were always visiting the towns of Tinga, Inverell, Gyra, Armidale, Tamworth and Tabulum. Travelling between these communities gave me an all-round emphasis on country and its layout. I got to know the New England landscape like the back of my hand, just like my old people did. From my old people, I was given strong community values rather than individual ones. My grandfather, Victor Briggs, and all of his brothers were fluent Goombanga speakers. They held their Aboriginal culture and identity in high esteem. The same culture and identity were passed on to us children, and this was how it was mainly transmitted. Within our family, we practiced culture by a communion of equality and shared storytelling. In the daytime, all of us kids would play around the house and in the parks and bushlands. We would go out and touch and taste the many beautiful things in our environment and play amongst it, smelling the flowers, the trees and the many bushes, catching the frogs and ants and lizards, seeing the birds fly and hearing the kookaburra sing. Around the rivers and creeks we would watch the tadpoles, fish and eels swim. We would play in the trees and amongst the many rocks and throw sticks into the creeks and watch them go downstream. Our old people would let us roam and wander because the community never lived in the institutional fear that it did later on. But we were always told to be home before the town streetlights came on so that no one would get a hiding. I wish I had a dollar for every time that happened when I got home late.